Welcome to the Raise Your Energy podcast. My name is Linda Lange and I'm your host and energy expert. Let's talk about money today. You will discover that you are in a relationship with money, and that realization will change how money shows up in your life for you. It's going to be mind-blowing. So let's begin. I've been on a journey with money probably for about 2 years now. On and off, I kind of focused on my money mindset and to unravel all of those hardwired money beliefs that didn't serve me anymore. And we all have them, but most of the time we don't think about having limiting beliefs around money. And we hardly ever question ourselves what we actually believe about money and if it's true or serving us. So when I left my corporate job and my cushy salary to go all in on my business, I had to face my money mindset. There was just no other way around it, or minimum, I did not see a way around it if I wanted to one day make enough money to work less. I realized that I am just not satisfied anymore with that status quo and the beliefs that most people have about money. So I decided to change it. So what I discovered over the last 2 years is that money is just energy, like anything else. Money is an energy and a resource that is available to us to live our lives here on this earth. And any meaning that we give it is just a meaning that we give it. It does not actually have a meaning in itself. What money means to us has been formed by money beliefs that we collected or inherited, by observations we made from other people around us, and then ultimately what we made money mean to us since we then looked after ourselves as adults. What makes money so special is that there are very strong opinions all around us in our society, obviously. But when it comes down to it, what is money truly? We use money to trade resources. Hundreds and thousands of years ago, most humans used other things to trade, like fruit and vegetable from their garden, or animals, or things that they created by themselves. Then we came up with money, but we don't see it anymore just as a resource to help us trade. We elevated money to one of the highest positions in our lives. We give it a higher meaning than it really needs to have and actually wants. And because we lifted it up so high, we made it hard to reach, hard to get, and hard to keep. As if it's an elusive lover that we could never convince to be in a relationship with. As if it's a holy grail to everything we ever dreamed of. But really, money in itself does not give you that. It does not give you your dream. Money just gives you the ability to get what you want, your dream. In this episode, I invite you to look at what your current relationship is with money. I am currently focused on that myself, so I'm doing this for myself. And I know I don't have the best relationship with money yet, so that's why I want to work on it. If I reflect on how I think about money, how I behave towards money, and how I often feel about money, no wonder that money is not chasing me. I would not want to be in a relationship with myself if I were money. Does that make sense to you? Think about this. When you observe yourself in your relationship with money, would you want to date yourself? Would you feel loved, cared for, respected, and desired if you were money in your relationship with money? Isn't that the most mind-blowing perspective you have ever heard about money? I just love it. When it comes down to it, we are all in a committed relationship with money. There is just no way around it. The science of quantum physics and quantum entanglement shows us that we are connected with everyone and everything we ever come in contact with. For the rest of our lives, our cells and our energy is connected. And obviously this applies as well to money. And given how much we talk, think, complain, argue, and worry about money, that relationship is pretty committed. The question is if it's a good relationship to be in. If you are overly controlling about money, then you are sending the signal that you don't trust it. You don't trust that it keeps coming to you or that it's going to be enough for you. If you are constantly worrying about it all the time, then you are giving off a signal that you don't believe in the money's commitment towards you, as if it's going to run off and never come back. And if you keep complaining about money, calling it maybe even evil, problematic, or bad, then you are not giving a good enough sign to say that you like money, or especially that you love money, right? Just think about it from a perspective of a relationship with a person. What if your partner controls you, worries all the time if you are really committed, and then constantly complains about you and calls you evil, problematic, and bad? How quickly are you going to get out of that relationship and run off, right? Pretty quickly, I would guess. Well, what do you think money is doing? Maybe the same? Be honest with yourself. If you are money, would you be married, committed, or in a relationship with yourself? In my own case, I honestly can say no. The way that I think about, treat, and feel about money, nope. I would not want to date myself. And this is the perfect opportunity to do something about it. I'm so grateful. I'm so happy for this new way of looking at money. And my thanks actually goes to Catherine Zenkina. She's my favorite manifestation and money coach. And she has shared this perspective with me. And it has gotten me thinking. And now I want to share it with you. Because this is my way of promising to money to do better and to work on our relationship. I want to create a new relationship with money, and this new way of thinking about it truly helps me with that. Until now, I mostly focused on removing limiting beliefs and money blocks in my subconscious mind, and that's truly important too. This is an important step in the process. One of my earlier episodes, number 39, was about how to discover and let go of those limiting money beliefs that we collected throughout our whole life. So listen to that episode to learn more about that step in the process. But I've been doing so much work over the last 2 years in this area that I know it's time to kind of move on and do something else. And I kind of asked for it, and there it is. It came to me, this new way of looking at money, thinking about being in a relationship with money. This analogy is so freaking powerful. It gives us so many layers and points to look at, so many opportunities to improve our energetic connection to money, so it can actually do what it's there to do, to serve us, to provide for us, to support us to experience this life on earth. It's a completely neutral tool that is available to us. And if we wanted to, we could use it to have all the money necessary to fulfill our desires. But instead, we allow all these layers of societal money beliefs and money blocks to cloud our connection with money. We take on those glasses of other people's viewpoint of money and use them as if we think that they are the truth. But they are not. They are just glasses that we could literally take off and, if we wanted to, throw them into the bin. Because none of these beliefs are the truth. Because you can always find examples and people where it doesn't apply to. And if it's not 100% applicable to every person, then it's not a fact and it's not the truth. So what kind of glasses would be helpful for you to take off and literally throw into that bin? How do you want your relationship with money to truly look like? If you want money to serve you, provide for you and support you, how do you imagine you better treat money going forward? The answers to these questions will show you how money has shown up for you up until this point in your life. It will explain it. Shifting your beliefs and shifting your behaviors in your relationship with money will massively tip that scale. You're going to open the floodgates to a level of abundance that you can't even imagine. That's what I wish will happen to you and to me as well. Money, like the universe, is on a frequency of being here for you, to protect you and to support you. It all depends how open you are to receiving it. To help us change our perspective and subconscious programming around money, I created a subliminal for us. So you can listen to it while you work, while you drive your car, while you go on a walk, while you run errands, while you sleep. It doesn't really matter. It will help you to install new money beliefs in your subconscious mind. I literally have been listening to it for hours every day since I created it a few days ago. Head over to YouTube and search for the Money Loves Me subliminal and you will find it. Or click the link in the show notes. That's easier. Enjoy changing your money beliefs and your relationship with money after listening to this episode and, of course, with the help of the subliminal. I can't wait to rebuild my relationship with money, and I, of course, will keep you posted on how it goes. And with that, I love you and leave you. Talk soon and bye-bye.